But first, the Arizona Cannabis Chamber of Commerce isn't pleased with a ballot initiative to legalize recreational marijuana, so they wrote their own bill to do the same. KJZZ's Ben Giles found that it's different from the initiative, not just in its substance, but in how it would accomplish legalization. And Ben is joining us in studio now to talk more about it. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
Okay, so first of all, I have to ask you, what exactly is the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce?
So this is a relatively new group in Arizona, and like any chamber, it's a group of businesses. In this case, they have a financial interest in legalizing marijuana, which is already legal medically, but they want to legalize it recreationally. And they don't like the Smart and Safe Arizona Act. That's a ballot initiative that folks are collecting signatures for throughout the state for a lot of reasons, but the key reason is how licenses to sell marijuana would be awarded.
You need a license to operate as a dispensary in the state, correct?
That's right. And right now there's roughly, I think, 130 licenses to sell medical marijuana in Arizona. And the Smart and Safe Arizona Act, which is backed in part by those dispensaries, they'd get first crack at getting a recreational license to sell as well. Then they'd also award 26 other licenses. That's not enough for the chamber type folks. They want to award 100 more licenses to sell.
Okay, so does it sound like these competing interests could wind up hurting each other? You've got two competing measures here?
Yeah, that's a legitimate fear. That's actually something that hurt the 2016 campaign to legalize marijuana. However, Stacey Pearson with the Smart and Safe Arizona Act, she doesn't think the chamber's effort is all that credible.
Why not?
Well, mostly because of how they want to legalize recreational marijuana. Rather than collect signatures, that's the citizen initiative process to get to the ballot, they want lawmakers to refer the question to the ballot. And there's two things Republican lawmakers don't like. They don't like marijuana, and they don't like voter-protected laws. And so you're asking the lawmakers not only to vote for marijuana, but then send it to the ballot where it would be voter-protected. And Pearson wonders, why would any Republican vote for that?
If that was appealing enough, the legislature would take action and simply legalize it, like Illinois did. To expect the legislature to split the baby and both legalize or refer to the public to legalize and voter protect simultaneously is short-sighted.
Okay, so Ben, why does the Cannabis Chamber think they can get this through the House and Senate?
So Mason Cave, the chairman of the chamber, he pointed to one marijuana bill that actually did get through the legislature last year or this year. It mandates marijuana testing, and it gives some preference to rural licensed dispensary applicants. So they're looking for a Republican in the House to sponsor this.
We've been doing our homework down at the legislature. We have some potential people that would be willing to sponsor the right piece of legislation. Obviously, we're just issuing this tonight, so nobody's read it at this point.
So in addition to a sponsor, though, they actually need to get some financial support. Say this does get on the ballot, they're going to need to advocate for it. And I think that's where the real divide between these two legalization ideas reveals itself. Smart and Safe Arizona, backed by existing dispensaries. And Cave said the chamber has interest from people outside and inside Arizona who want to break into this industry, who want to sell and make money off of recreational marijuana.
Okay. So what are the odds of this actually getting approved?
This is a really tough sell. I think Pearson is right on in that to ask the legislature not just to legalize, to vote to legalize, but then really pass the buck to the voters and have this law be voter protected, that's tough. So they've got a real uphill battle, but if this does get to the ballot, or if it doesn't actually, then what does the chamber do? Do they still fight the Smart and Safe Arizona Act? Does that infighting come into play? That'll be really telling.
Yeah, all right. That's KJZZ's Ben Giles. He'll continue following these campaigns as they play out. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks.